It's Raz FM Mid-Mornings. Good morning to you and yours. We speak about the importance of creating free spaces for men to speak, to heal, and access support for their mental health. So this Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And, of course, I can't have the conversation alone. I have it with the chairperson of the Man Up Foundation, Mr. Gates, live in the studio. I said, how are you? He said, I'm short and black.
I'm fine. How are you?
I am lovely, lovely. Thank you very much for coming into the studio to have this very important conversation with us. We are celebrating men more than just, you know, wanting to speak to them about their mental health. But I think it's also very important to celebrate the ones who are aware of their mental health. Why is it so important for us to touch on men dealing with their mental health?
Thank you so much. I think for starters, it's very important to empower men. Because when you empower men, then you don't have to worry about the girl child because now the man is empowered already. But then if you are not giving more resources or powers to the man, not to overpower women, but to complement each other, to be aware of the surroundings, it's very important. So that's why, hence, we came into the space to say, no, let's come and see if we can empower men to understand, because we've been in a situation whereby men they are not aware of what they are doing. And he said, no, but this is how my father was raising us. And now he thinks he can still do that today. It is no longer relevant in this day.
Mr. Gates, there's a lot of gender-based violence and femicide in our country. And a lot of men that are self-aware of their mental health will say, well, it happens because a lot of other men are not aware of the mental health that they're dealing with. And then they express it in different ways. How do we navigate speaking to men when men don't even know how to speak?
This is a systematic problem. Because now the society, the beliefs of the society is different to what we want to achieve. Now, our belief says indoda ikhali. Now it starts there. That's where the problem is. I normally give this example to say, when you raise a daughter and a boy, now if they are playing, if the daughter falls, then you'll pick her up. Sorry, my baby girl. You even hit the stone. I will hit you. Don't do that to my child. But if it's a boy child, then the response is different. Ah, come on, man. You are getting strong. Do not cry. And those are the things that change the whole thing, because now men, then they grew up with the notion that I should not cry. I must be strong. Even if you feel you are not strong, even if you see someone is struggling somewhere, you are even afraid to assist that man, because that man alone, he thinks he can, able to do it himself. And even if we sit, we've got a group, we call it a connect group, where we normally sit and we talk with gents. I'm telling you, sometimes it takes about 2 months for one to speak, even if he can see every one of us is sharing a story. But he's still there. He comes the next week, he comes and he sits, and he's still not sharing anything until like a month, 2 months. But it's different when it comes to women. Women, they go to baby shower, they vent out automatically. It's just right there. It's a little bit difficult for men because of the system. Where we are, the system, it's different. It's different.
Well, do you think that with your foundation, the Man Up Foundation, do you think that men-only groups help challenge toxic masculinity and, you know, outdated beliefs about what it means to be a strong man? And how has that shift helped men's mental health in your experience?
The groups, indeed, it assists a lot of men. To be honest, in the process of sharing stories and the like, there's a lot that comes out of that. And after the sharing session, you can have people, men, that will still come after the session
yeah.
to talk, to say, hey, Mr. Gates, I wanted to talk to you about this. Yeah, but, and when you go back to the group, he said, no, but please do not share it in the group because maybe they will know it's me and something like that. The stigma is still there. And
amongst
now,
men,
amongst men,
yeah,
we tend to say when you see men sitting somewhere, if you say, "Hey, let me leave, I'm going back home now," they will be like, "Ah, what you see when daughter, we are bringing this cat, eli gangak," and that's how they grew up. Then they try to make you feel a little bit inferior so that you adapt to what they want you to adapt to. And now when you go back and check, the same man that says, "I only see you and why you are leaving," he's facing the same challenges at home. That is why now he's shifting it from him, he's giving it to you to say the reason you want to go is because of 1, 2, 3. It's because he knows it happens to him, but now he wants to make you feel a little bit inferior, and now you are scared to say, "I'm going home," and you know it's your house, you must go back home.
Yeah,
or definitely you must go back home.
How does the girl child, how does a woman play a role in making a man feel better, in making sure that his mental health is in check?
I think I've made a video 2 days ago on Father's Day. I said, men need women, and women need men. In fact, we need one another. There's no way, therefore, then one will say, "I am the father, I am the mother, I ngiyathula ngiyasithwesa," and all that. But we need each other. And when we need each other, women, they've got capacity. They are well-equipped. They can see if you are struggling somewhere. And now we need you as women to come to the space and help us as men to say, I have identified 1, 2, 3. Have you realized that?
Yeah.
It's not easy for the ego of a man to say, "Yes, I did." But it will go around it, beat around the bushes and all that. It doesn't want to accept that I've got a problem. But eventually, he will get assistance. So we really need women to come to the space and assist. In fact, to assist from the boy child. Because to me, Nyalo, I was in Kukile already. Yeah. So it's no longer easy. But when you train the boy child to understand, to know these things, it will definitely assist the society.
Mr. Gates, we're running out of time. You know, that's the beauty of radio. It's time.
It's time, yeah.
But just before I let you go, a message for the man that is inflicting his pain on others, a message for the man who can be a friend, who can help another man who's going through something. What do we say to them?
We can encourage men to say, "You are not alone."
Yeah.
You are not alone. What you are facing, somebody else is facing bigger than that one. So it's just go out, seek for help. There is professional help. You can go and look for professional help. You can speak to your pastor if you are a person that goes to church. You can look for professional help anywhere. Help is available. Mm-hmm. There are organizations and foundations out there that they can assist you. It's not going to help you in any way to behave like everything is well, and you know very well that you are not well yourself. So go out there and ask for assistance.
Absolutely. Where can we get you and the foundation on our social media platforms?
We are available on our social media platforms. If you go on Facebook, we are Men Up. The men is with the E there. It's M-E-N, Men Up. Or you can look for Mr. Gates. If you go to the search button, if you say hashtag Mr. Gates, it will take you to the Men Up page or to myself. TikTok, we are also available at Mr. Gates at 41.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show and speaking about something that's so, so important. There's so much work to be done, and you're one of those people doing the work. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.